Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
My baby, why her dress so short? That comes way up around her knees. My baby, why her dress so short? Way up above her knee. Says she's gonna show her big fine lady to just anybody she please. Now, the men's all crazy about you. The boys watching you too. I looked across the street. There stood nobody but you wearing that short dress, baby. Come way up above your knee. Well, you say you're gonna show your big fine lady to just anybody you please.
From 1964, that was Muddy Waters with a short dress woman. This from the compact disc folk singer. The original album was recorded in September of 1963, and when it was re-released in 1999 on compact disc, there were a few tracks added. I think it was about three or four tracks added, sort of bonus tracks, and this was one of them. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And unless you just tuned in, you are aware that we're in our first day of our fall fundraiser. We're hoping that if you're not a member, not a supporter of Public Radio, that you'll become one at this time, that you'll assess some monetary value to the pleasure you get out of Public Radio here in Acadiana, and either give us a call at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or go online to krvs.org, hit the red donate button, and hopefully give us a little support, give us help. We certainly need it. Back in the late 1950s, Buddy Guy just hit the Chicago blues scene around 1957, and Muddy Waters took him under his wing and helped him appearing in clubs and that sort of thing. We're going to turn to Buddy next. We're going to go to his 2018 disc, The Blues is Alive and Well. Here's Buddy Guy with a number called End of the Line.
I'm the last one to turn out the light. The last one to call it a night. When the clock on the wall says late, I still got one more to play. But I feel sometimes like I'm the end of the line. Father, time been good to me. I'm young as an old man can be. Well, I'm way past 71, but I still can get this damn job done. But I feel sometimes like I'm the end of the line. The last man standing on an empty stage. If life was a book, I'd be the last page. Even though I got one foot in the grave, I won't be quiet and I won't behave, no. I ain't even thinking about being hate.
Henry Gray, obviously, on piano and vocals with Bob Cartori on blues harp. This from a brand-new release of older material, obviously, because we lost Henry Gray a while back, a wonderful Louisiana blues man. Bob Cartori is a harp player and runs a blues club in Phoenix, Arizona, and has collected over the years a lot of recordings from various artists. This is from a disc called Henry Gray and Bob Cartori Sessions Volume 2, and features Henry Gray, also a number of other artists, Chris James, Kirk Fletcher, Steve Cushing, Bob Stroger, Johnny Bergen, Johnny Rapp, Eddie Taylor Jr., Bob Margolin, Robert Jr. Lockwood, John Brim. An interesting group of musicians that have recorded at Bob Cortori's place over the years. Before we heard Henry Gray and Bob Cortori, we heard Buddy Guy from his disc The Blues is Alive and Well. Again, that came out in 2018. He had a number for us called End of the Line. A number of his songs, a lot of these songs that were written by Tom Hambridge, who produced this disc and another one of Buddy's Grammy Award-winning discs. A lot of them seem to have a theme of running out of time. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Hey, Raul. Sorry. Too many piles in my hands. I want to thank a few people who have called in or made their contributions just recently. Really appreciate those of you from other states who are other cities. We want to thank John Bober from New Canaan, Connecticut.
Thanks,
for
Jill.
Making his contribution. Longtime supporter of these programs. Thank you, John Bober. Thanks to Charles Stewart from Lafayette.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Nicholas McMahon from New Orleans making his contribution. Also, Kim Newstrom, helping us to answer phones and making her personal contribution. Thanks to Peggy Dersh, now living in our area in Bro Bridge, calling in to make her contribution.
We thank you.
She says the radio station makes her feel at home. So that's a wonderful thing that we feel we're able to do. No matter where you live, you can always tune into KRVS and feel you're at home. Thanks to Nicole Perea.
Oh, thank you, Nicole.
Closely related to you, Raul. Thanks to Robert Dafford. We mentioned him, but he called in his contribution. I think he's up on a scaffold, Raul, to you. So you are part of the art spread all over the place that Robert Dafford is involved with. We really appreciate
that. Robert, yeah, we really appreciate your support.
Yes. 482-5787. 482-KRVS or online at krvs.org. Easy way to make your contribution. If you're interested in looking at one of the past Blues Box shirts or station shirts, like we said, we're kind of cleaning our closet. We don't have all of the sizes for all of the shirts, but take a look. If you like the artwork, check to see if we have your size. But it's a great way to help us and clean out our closet and also to support KRVS and maybe complete a collection of mugs or shirts that you were making. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. This is day one of our fall fundraiser, Raul. It's already October 23rd, and it's a great time, though, because we get to listen to our listeners when they call or just read the comments that they make when they make them online. It's a nice time to interact with listeners, so we appreciate it, and we're asking that you celebrate Public Radio and KRVS with us during this week. Celebrate and support these programs. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Online is easy. One page that you fill out. You can even do it on your phone very easily. So just pop open KRVS on your phone, click the red donate button, fill out that form, one form, and send in your contribution in whatever amount. We are offering the t-shirts at a $100 contribution level. If you're interested in some of our other premiums, you can see those all online as well. But it's good to remember that the main premium is the programming. I'm not going to try the way you say it, Raul, but it's the gift that you give yourself and everybody who listens to KRVS. It's a huge gift, and we're so grateful to those of you who have supported the programming. If you've never donated before, if you listen a lot to these programs, we're asking that you pay your blues dues today, become a contributing listener to shows that mean so much to you. Raul, let's get back on with the music.
Sounds like a plan to me. We're going to turn to the Blind Boys of Alabama and one of, six Grammy Award-winning discs they've had out over the years. This one's the Spirit of the Century. It made a big splash on the scene when it came out back in the year 2000. Here are the Blind Boys of Alabama with John Hammond on dobro and also Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp doing a number probably first recorded at least in the with blues-type instrumentation by Blind Willie Johnson back in the 20s. Here's the Blind Boys of Alabama with their rendition of Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I fail to read it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, my mother, she taught me how to pray. Mother, she taught me how to pray. If I fail to pray and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Song I can sing.
I got a song I can sing.
If I fail to sing it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
Clouds opened up, rain pouring from the sky. I'm in the air, trying to flag a ride, but the cabs don't go to my part of town. They just passing me by, not even slowing down. So I'm gonna walk until I ride. I'm gonna try to take my freedom, they can't take my pride. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk until I ride. Four in the morning, my baby child was crying. Fever he had kept on burning high. Grab the phone, dialed 911. When I told them where I lived, I knew they wouldn't come. So I'm gonna walk, until I ride. Keep my head held way high. Take my freedom, take my pride. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk until I ride. We're walking for the poor and unemployed, the hopeless and the hungry, and those who have no joy. We're walking for the refugees and those who have no home, for every single living soul who feels so all alone. We're gonna walk. Reach out and take my hand. We're in this together till we reach the promised land. We gonna keep on walking till our shoes wear out, until we reach salvation and you can hear a shout. We gonna walk, until we rise.
Shamika Copeland here on KRVS from a brand new Alligator release called Uncivil War. Interesting disc. She's got a number of songs on here that are social commentary. Excellent guitar playing by Will Kimbrough, and Steve Cropper is also on this disc. Jerry Douglas on Dobro. Very, very interesting disc. Again, Shamika Copeland. She was or is the daughter of the late Johnny Copeland of Texas. Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins were running buddies, and also Johnny Guitar Watson back in the early 50s in Houston. Shamika Copeland. She was preceded here on KRVS by the Blind Boys of Alabama. We heard the Blind Boys of Alabama along with John Hammond on guitar and Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp. This, again, from their the Blind Boys of Alabama's disc, Spirit of the Century. They did a rendition of Nobody's Fault But Mine. You're listening to the Blues Box, and today we are in day one of our fall fundraiser. We're asking you, if you're not a member, to give us a call at 482-5787 or go online to krvs.org and pledge your support for public radio here in Acadiana. We do need that help. It's been a rough year for probably most of us, and, well, we're here We had to forego our spring fundraiser. This one is sort of tailored down a bit as far as premiums and that sort of thing. But we do have a number of them. If you'd like, check them out on the web at krvs.org. And again, thanks to all of you out there who do support us. We're going to venture back next to February of 1952 and music from Ralph Willis. Willis accompanied also by Sonny Terry on blues harp and Brownie McGee on guitar, as is Willis. Willis originally from Alabama, and back in the 1940s, he moved to North Carolina to basically associate himself with people that have been heavily influenced with the very influential Piedmont stylist Blind Boy Fuller. Here's Ralph Willis with a number, not gospel, but... at least a cast in that framework. Ralph Willis with Amen.
Now when you come home, don't ever die. Look at your wife and she begin to whine. What you gonna say? I'm gonna pray.
Amen.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. That's just what I'm talking about, boys. I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Now, when your wife tells you she don't drink and never goes out, and when you come home, she has me sitting on the side of her couch, now what you going to say? I'm going to pray. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to say amen. That's just what I'm talking about. I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Now, when you sit down to a poker game and begin to play poker, and the guy you play with got five aces, then you just got a joker. Now, what you going to say? I'm going to pray.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to pray. I'm going to say amen. That's just what I'm talking about. I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Now, when you ain't got no money, things look kind of fine. You try to talk to your wife, and she begins to try to whine. Now, what you going to say? I'm going to pray. I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
That's just what I'm talking about, boys. I'm going to pray. You know what I say? Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear it from me, Sonny. Do it long time for me. To go, and when you look at your wife and she begins to say no, what you gonna do? I'm gonna pray for her.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's just what I'm talking about. That's just what I'm talking about, boy. You know, I'm gonna say amen.
Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no gambler, this train. This train don't carry no gambler, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, no midnight ramblers, no bar flyers. This train bound for glory. This train is built for speed now. This train. This train is built for speed now. This train. This train is built for speed. Fast train you ever did see now. This train bound for glory. This train. This train don't carry no liars. This train, This train don't care no liars, this train. This train don't care no liars, no hypocrites and no bar flyers. This train bound for glory, this train. This train is solid black boy, this train. This train is solid black now, this train. This train is solid black. Why care you don't come back, boy? This train bound for glory. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation on. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation on. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation. There's no Jim Crow and no discrimination on. This train bound for glory. Carry white or black boy on this train. This train don't carry white or black on this train. This train don't carry white or black. Everybody ride it is treated just alike on this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train.
Big Bill Brunzi in concert back in the 1950s. Brunzi passed away, if I remember right, in 1957. This would have been sometime prior to that, but not too much before. And Pete Seeger was also on that track. You barely hear him coming in at the end on five-string banjo and with a little bit some vocals also. Interesting song from a very, very interesting blues artist, Big Bill Brunzi. Started his career first playing violin. He was originally from Arkansas, ended up in Chicago as a Pullman porter after World War I, in which he had served. He'd gone to France and became a very, very important blues man from the late 1920s on into the 1940s. The number is, this train is a traditional American gospel song. It was first recorded in 1922, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe had a big hit with it back in the 1930s, and it ended up also being basically a civil rights anthem to some degree. This train, Big Bill Brunzi. Big Bill was preceded by Ralph Willis. We heard, again, Ralph Willis doing a number called Amen, so a tongue-in-cheek number, and recorded that one in New York City back in 1952. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, and we're hoping that you will support us during our 10-day fundraiser. We have just started it this Friday morning, and a number to call to pledge financial support would be 482-5787, or you can pledge online at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And as you're all aware, don't have a lot of concerts going on, a lot of music happening around the area due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But hopefully things will improve at some point, and we'll be back to where we were with great music. But we still have a lot of that here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRBS. We're going to turn next to Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, from a very musical family. You talk about pandemics. He went to Europe in 1917, 1918. When he came back, all of his family was a very large family, save one brother had died from the Spanish flu epidemic. This one recorded back in 1942. Here is Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals with a number called When You Feel Low Down.
When you're feeling low down, tell your troubles to the Lord above. When you're feeling low down, tell your troubles to the stars above. Or she will never be happy until you find the one you love. Like a prisoner without a plea and sentenced without a trial. Like a prisoner without a plea and sentenced without a trial. Like a bleeding heart longing for love, a heart that never smiles. You can stay in a town so long, you can feel yourself sinking down. You can stay in a town so long, you can feel yourself sinking down. You just change your way of living and don't forget to change your town.
Once again, music from Lonnie Johnson here on KRVS. Lonnie from New Orleans. As the story went, after he got back to the Crescent City and found his family had perished in the epidemic, he and his brother left for St. Louis, and he never really returned, at least for any period of time, to New Orleans.
Hey, Raul, did you know it's Carol Fran's birthday today?
Is it?
Yes, it is. Your friend Becky Schexnider.
Okay, thanks.
Called
Becky,
to make
thanks for
a
calling.
Contribution, and she also wanted to give her gift in memory of Rand Owens, who grew up listening to all these great programs and the Blues Box. So we appreciate that, Becky.
Yeah, we really do.
This contribution in Rand's name, and for reminding us that it is a great musician's birthday, Carol Fran's birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Becky Schexnider.
Gulf Coast treasure.
That's right.
For decades.
Yep, Gulf Coast treasure. Thanks to Wayne Wilsey from Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan. He's been giving for many, many years. We appreciate that, Wayne. He says he loves the Friday lineup. We do too, and we want to make sure it stays on the air, so please do your part to support the programs. Call 482-5787. Area code 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. Thanks so much to Carlene Berard. She is answering phones, but she made her personal contribution. We appreciate that, Carlene. Thanks to Arthur Vingiello from Baton Rouge. He says, thanks and keep up the great work. Arthur has been listening in Baton Rouge and contributing to KRVS
thanks.
For many years. We do appreciate that. Thanks to Mike Landry for coming by, making his contributions.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. So good to see you in our studios, longtime supporter of KRVS. Thanks to Ken and Deborah Simmerall from Grankato.
Yeah.
Thank you. Again, longtime supporters of KRVS and the Blues Box. We appreciate your contribution. You too can pay your blues dues either by calling 482-5787 or by going online, krvs.org, clicking the red donate button. It's so easy. You can do it on your phone. You fill out one page, and on that page, you can also see the thank you gifts. We have a real variety because we're cleaning out the closet, the KRVS boutique closet. We did not have new shirts this year, again, because of the unusual times. We didn't have a spring fundraiser, and so we are delving deep into that closet. And we're hoping that you'll be able to pick up something you didn't get in years past. You can check out that page at krvs.org. Donate button, it's red. Just click it and you can get to that page very easily. Take a look at the Blues Box shirts. We have four of them up there. Four unisex men's shirts. And I know that was an oxymoron. And then we have two women's shirts that we're offering right now and three mugs. So you could look at those, see if you missed one in your collection, make a contribution to KRVS, and just add the love to KRVS. We do need your help. We can't do these programs without you. We can't produce them. We cannot purchase programs from national producers without your support. It's how public radio works. It's easy to think that it just happens freely and just comes off of your device freely, but there's a lot that goes into it that costs a lot of money. We come to you during the fundraiser to ask that you become a contributing listener. If you've never donated before, this is a really good time to do it. We're set up for you. You're participating in a celebration of public radio. So call or go online, do your part, pay your blues dues, support these programs, support the work that Raul has been doing for 34 years now with the Blues Box. That's an incredible run. That says a lot about his commitment, his passion for the station, for the blues, and we're counting on you today to show that same commitment and passion for the programs that you count on to be there every day. Thanks to those of you who are making special gifts, either in memory of someone or you're challenging others. Those are a really wonderful way to help KRVS, to support KRVS, and to encourage others to give as well. So thanks to those of you who are taking time to make those special gifts. We would like to thank the Pavi Studio for our bandanas. That is the one new item we have this year. It's a very large 22-inch red bandana with a flock of Francis's iconic birds flying across. Very uplifting. Just feels like it lifts our spirits to see those birds. We have a frame of KRVS running around the birds, little 88.7 in the corner. You can see the image on our website or on our social media sites. If you have not yet signed up for our Facebook or Instagram accounts, we encourage you to do so. We post photos throughout the fundraiser of the different thank you gifts we have, and throughout the year we post interesting information about programs and program producers. That's all at KRVS Public Media for our Facebook and KRVS Media for our Instagram account. 482-5787, 482-KRVS, and online at any time, krvs.org. That's one page that you fill out. Click the red donate button. You can even fill it out on your phone. So, Raul, we still have lots of music to play. I believe at the end of the hour, our new interim general manager, Pat Mould, will be coming back to encourage listeners, again, introduce himself to those of you who weren't listening a little earlier, and to encourage people to give. So we'll look forward to him coming towards the end of this hour. 482-5787 or krvs.org.
Thanks, Judith, and again, thanks all of you out to all of you out there who support us with your annual contributions. And this is this next tune is very traditional during our fundraiser; it had been for many years, and it's always requested by one of our contributors. Here's Bob Skaggs along with Dwayne Allman doing a number first recorded by Fenton Robinson. Thank you.
need to call my old time used to be. Somebody love me down. I need to call my old time used to be. Little girl's been gone so long. You know it's worrying me. Hey, it's worrying me. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, didn't understand. Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody loan me a dime. You know I need a helping hand. I need my baby.
Boz Scaggs from his self-titled release of some years back. This was recorded, I think it was in 69 originally, with a special guest, Wayne Allman, also on guitar. Scaggs, of course, on guitar. And again, a rendition of the old Fenton Robinson tune, Loan Me a Dime, and a traditional tune for our KRVS fundraiser. And as always, we send that one out to Alan. Thank you, sir, for all the support. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, and we are in our 10-day fall fundraiser. We're hoping if you're not a member, not a supporter of public radio here in Acadiana, that you will this time pledge your support, help us out, help us keep these programs on the air. It is expensive. It is a hard time for, I know, a lot of you out there, and a lot of us have had our own losses. So, you know, we appreciate anything that you can do. I'm in the studio with Pat Mould, our new interim KRVS station manager. It's great to have a station manager again.
Well, thanks.
How do you feel about this is your first fundraiser?
Yeah, I know. It's been an awesome start to my new leadership role here at KRVS, and I've just been blown away. I mean, I knew there was support out there for KRVS, but it's just been amazing to see people calling in and mailing in checks and just supporting, you know, like you said, Alan Bakke, a longtime listener. Another buddy of mine, Mike Landry, popped, yeah. You know, sent us a donation. I mean, it's great. And what's been amazing is the people not from Acadiana. I mean, North Carolina, New Orleans, Alabama. I mean, some who obviously have lived here and experienced KRVS and maybe moved away. But a lot, I think, who have just traveled and visited Lafayette, came for a festival, came to just hang out in Cajun country and, you know, wandered upon the KRVS radio signal. And when they went back to their hometowns, they continued to listen. So we've got people from all over the country, as Judith intimated earlier, people from Germany and Sweden and all points in between. So it's been fascinating for our first 10-day fundraiser for me to see just the support we've been getting.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because a lot of the people, also, I mean, she's mentioned some of the out-of-state.